shoot. What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy Two-Time in the house. What's up, everybody?
Hello, this is Jeremy. Welcome to our world.
Oh, shoot, Soli Sol. This is like our shortest intro ever. What's going on over there in Pittsburgh, PA, homie?
Got a lot of people missing, but we'll make do. Like I said, we're doing two episodes a week now, so if you don't hear your favorite host on the show, they're probably on the other one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, on this episode of The Salty Show, Biden is egging us on to a civil war. I'm going to tell you guys about a speech that he gave. A lot of blunders, a lot of foot and mouth, but... you're not ready for these videos. All right. Also, the Department of Justice released pictures of what was found in the Mar-a-Lago raid. You're going to want to hear. I say that released in quotes, but we're going to talk about that. Also, Republicans are set to be preparing for impeachment of Biden as soon as they take control.
Cool.
That's what everybody's reporting. All right. We're going to talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Yes, sir. Ladies
and gentlemen.
It's
like a boys' night out here, man. We might as well be sitting there.
And none of us are drinking alcohol.
I know.
I'm drinking coffee, you're drinking salsa, and you're drinking nothing.
Water.
We're like the...
It's like a boys' night out without booze. What's the point?
We're like the three most boringest people right now.
By the way, I forgot to get... Let me actually get myself a water here. Give me a second.
A guater? What's a guater?
A guater.
Is that like a
guatemala? Agua? Aguater?
Is that a guatemelon?
A guatemalan melon?
Guatemelon?
Avocado?
Let me get some avocado toast.
It's water from the springs of Guatemala. The eternal spring. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're going to die.
Let's get it. And I guess because we are missing Heidi, nobody prepared for healing with Heidi. So Heidi's doing some healing of herself. She's sick or what's wrong with her?
She's self-medicating.
She's got a headache and kind of feels nauseous. So
She said she had an ear infection.
An ear infection. Yeah. She went to the doctor this morning. So
I hate because you get all what is that called? The vertigo. I hate ear infections, man.
Oh, yeah. God. Disorientated.
Exactly. And no J files, but all right, let's get to this. So as we said,
it's a very unprepared show.
Oh. We're gonna wing it as we do on every episode. No,
it's like how we do every show.
Every show we're prepared. No, on this one I actually did prepare. So let me read to you the story here. We'll start off with the Department of Justice. And now initially, there was a lot of different reports because some of them were saying that this was released. Some of them are saying that this was leaked. So I don't know. What's the official thing? Because they have responded. You know, I think they even tweeted about it. But I think the initial picture was leaked, right, Tim? Or was it released?
Everything seems like everything is a leak and then a verified story from them after.
Right.
Right. Because they know they messed up.
Well, what's interesting is, for example, we're not going to dive into that, but think about the Jeffrey Epstein shit. Have we seen any pictures released, any documents released from any of that shit? You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, that's what I did want to bring that up. Not to go deep into it, but of all these politicians and journalists and everything, everybody's so gung ho to go after Trump. Like, oh my God, he took the, he jaywalked and he's going to jail this time, right? Exactly. It's like the 57th, it's like the 57th, inquisition, 57th, whatever.
Yeah. Inquiry
into Donald Trump, he's going to jail for being a Russian asset again. We're hearing that again. But none of these journalists, if those journalists would put 1/10 of effort into the Jeffrey Epstein story or all this grooming shit or this gender affirming care that the surgeries that they're doing, you know what I mean? Like, you're focusing on the raw on noise. There's no signal there.
Well,
rating.
It's part of the plan, Tim. Because
I know it's part of the plan, but
when something breaks, that is a bad thing for Democrats. What they will do is they won't report on the story. They'll report on the bad coverage that Republicans give. In other words, so what they'll say is, "Well, who leaked it?" and that's all they will focus on. This was, mishandling of this mishandling of that. They'll even try to suppress it. They'll work with the, social media giants to suppress free speech, which, by the way, I was showing these guys a video that a duet that I posted on TikTok months ago, back in February. And, you know, right after the administration and the social media giants come out saying, "Hey, we're going to start, you know, clamping down on this shit, on this stuff, on the disinformation," quote unquote. I hardly post anymore on TikTok, and yet why are my videos still being reviewed? Like, I hardly get any, like I said, I hardly get any likes. I'm not posting anymore. And yet I get notified, "Oh, your video was taken down because it broke our community guidelines." A video that was posted again, back in February. So, you know, they're clamping down on conservative speech daily. And so that's what they'll focus on. They'll focus on quote unquote misinformation. They won't focus on the story, because remember, the whole Hunter Biden laptop crap turned out to be true, folks. It's turned out to be true. The whole, what's her name? Is it Ashley Biden? His daughter? What's her name?
Ashley Biden's diary.
Yeah. They came out there. They're going after the people who, was it the lady who lived at the house where the diary was found? All these people, the journalists who brought it up, all these people are being now brought onto trial, being freaking charged with I don't know what. What are they being charged with? It's fucking insane, dude.
Transporting stuff across state, stolen goods across state lines. It's like made up shit.
Right.
Like, these people are making crap up to cover their ass. Right. And when we say DOJ, that's what that's why we want to get back into this.
Let me tell the story. So I read some of this article. The Department of Justice releases a photo of the FBI's raid in Trump's estate. Several of the photos the Department of Justice released showed alleged files found in Mar-a-Lago that were labeled as top secret. Now, have you seen this picture, Jeremy?
No, I have not.
I'm going to show you this picture.
Are you about to show me a picture of a top secret document?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
If it's top secret, should they not be sharing the document? The Department of
Justice shared this, according to this article. So we're going to go with that. So Trump's lawyers, however, said the FBI, they're claiming that they staged the photos. This is why I think they need to release that security cam footage of what happened that day. And that way they can, because again, I'm going to show you this picture, Jeremy. Because what the left and right are fighting about right now is, what did this picture reveal, and what does Trump's response reveal about these documents? Okay, so here's the picture. Unfortunately for the listener, I'm sorry, but we'll describe it for you. I'll have Jeremy describe it, because he's watching, looking at this for the first time. And I want you to see, Jeremy, if you notice anything particular strange about this picture. Okay, so again, according to what the story is that Trump took these secret documents that he's been refusing to give. Now, remember what they said, folks, because when the story broke, it was supposedly that the National Archives, that Trump had taken shit from the National Archives, right? Remember, am I lying?
Well, that and then, then he had the nuclear codes.
Yeah, and then he had nuclear codes. Which, by the way, was it the Times who reported that? Nobody's come out and said, "Hey, by the way, there none of that." Anyways, okay. And the nuclear codes get changed. They obviously got changed the second that Biden was in the office, and they get changed periodically. I don't know how often they get changed, but even if he took that information, it's long been changed. Anyway, so here's the picture that supposedly is damning for Trump. And what did they do? When they released this, they're trying to say that the way that Trump has won, they're trying to show that Trump was careless with the way that he was handling these documents. And so then the question is, why are they on the floor?
Right.
And then they're all labeled like top secret. You see what I'm saying?
What does that say?
You took a picture and published.
Yeah.
You took a picture of documents that say secret, top secret.
Yeah.
And then
quotes here.
You post it on the internet.
Yeah. Well, I'm assuming all the white spaces that we're seeing, that's redacted, right? Whatever's on the document.
They put pages on top of them to hide what they are, is what I'm assuming is to hide the title of them. But they wanted to show that they were in an envelope or enclosed in something that said top secret and whatever. So again, if this was honest, right, why not, you know, because think about how they do it when they gather drugs from a drug bust. Typically what you'll see is, you know, they'll lay out all the paraphernalia, the drugs and all that shit on a table, and then they'll take a picture of it, right, as evidence. Here, that wasn't done. Here, you see top secret shit just scattered everywhere on the floor. To me, it's a way to make people think, oh, look at this guy. He just kept it in a cardboard box and he just the shit was laying everywhere. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how there was no story behind why they were on the floor. They just said, here's what we found. Here's the evidence. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. The only reason why I would think it would be on the floor is because they pulled it out of whatever box.
They're saying it was a cardboard box.
Stage floor so they could see what it was.
It looks staged.
It looks staged.
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
You know what the most important thing of all of this is that nobody's talking about? The most important thing that he stole that's top secret?
Time Life picture?
Yeah. Time magazine cover.
Yeah. This is the top secret shit that Trump stole this time. Now, here's one thing that I will say, dude, and this is what I think a lot of conservatives are you know, maybe upset about. And what the thing is that, to Tim's point, Democrats think that this is damning, that this is the smoking gun, that they, you know, they're looking
at this.
That
about everything.
I don't know what they were fishing. This is what this was, in all honesty. They're probably looking for that AR-15 that shoots 9 times the speed of other guns. Yeah, Biden said that. I'm going to play that video. But what they're not aware of is that, and this is the thing that a lot of Republicans were saying, is that, folks, the president of the United States, no matter how much you hate President Trump, he was the president of the United States, and he had the authority to declassify information. Right, the second that he takes these documents, they're declassified, and so they were, it, look, to Tim's point, these guys, they think that they caught him, and they want to remind us that the, you know, oh, here it is. Would anybody else get away with that? Would any general be able to get away with that? No, because
they did. Hillary Clinton did.
Exactly. An attorney general did.
She fucking had a private server in her house with top secret documents, got caught, fucking bleached that motherfucker, destroyed the drives, and she's still sitting there on her soapbox crying that Russia stole the election.
Yeah. Nothing
happened.
The difference is that the attorney general of the United States does not have the authority to declassify this. This is coming, dude. I'm telling you, this is why they're afraid. This is why they're trying to paint the right as extremists, because they are shaking in their boots. They think that, again, that they caught President Trump, and then they're going to be able to press charges now, and they're going to go through with it. I don't put it beyond these people. They're capable of that. But again, they remind me, to me, this whole thing that they think is the smoking gun reminds me of, I say this all the time, the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. You know, they're like, we got him this time. And while TNT blows up in their face, you know, Trump is like, me. That's all, folks.
So there was an article, there was an article in Politico today that came out. I think it might've been Kyle Cheney. I forget who wrote it, but the summary basically was like Garland basically came out and said, whatever we do, it's not going to happen until after, you know, not until December or something like that. We're really looking into it. We can't do anything quick. And I think they realize if they do decide to...
Wait. He said they couldn't do anything quick?
Well, they're still investigating.
Didn't they impeach a president in record time?
But what I'm saying is the investigation, right? Because this looks really bad. Everybody knows this looks really bad, right? And now, if you decide to indict this guy right before the October surprise was going to be to indict him, right? That was like the worst kept secret was that this raid happened in August. September is going to they're going to hype it all up. And then October, they were going to lay the indictment down. Right.
Okay.
Because October, like second week of October is where early voting starts in most states. So if you indict them, you're going to rally your base up, or you're going to disenfranchise the GOP base, the MAGA base. Oh, he's going to jail and we're not going to vote. But I think they realized that it was a big mistake because it's not polling very well right now.
No, this looks bad.
Especially with independents.
In fact, the FBI is in the middle of a civil war right now because at what's happening.
Oh, yeah, Chris Wray. They want him gone.
I think, who was it? Tucker Carlson was going to have an FBI agent some of these FBI agents who are field agents, they're calling for his resignation, which needs to happen. I'm all for, you know, this internal civil war that's happening within the intelligence agencies, because it does need to happen. But before we go there, I did want to mention this. They're trying to paint Trump in a bad light so that they can rule him out of running, because they're scared of him. Again, I say this point all the time. They know that, again, he's a kingmaker, and that this time he's going to come with fury if he does get in office, if he does, you know, get into this position, if they leave him be. This guy's going to go down swinging. And I believe he might have, you know, these documents that supposedly they're all afraid of. You know, what did, if they are top secret documents that Trump took, what could they be, right? And I guarantee you it's shit that has to do with the Bidens. And that's what they were scared of. If this is legit, I don't know. But if this is really legit and he did take these documents, I think that this was going to be Trump's October surprise. And I don't think he's foolish enough. If they're going to indict him and if they want to throw him in jail, I think he's got a time to live message that will be released. I hope he does. When shit goes down, oh, because I don't know how he got out. Somebody in the FBI must have released it, right? And fucking look, all I'm saying is that they do it all the time, and we're supposed to believe that it just all of a sudden happens. Oh, these documents were released that paint Republicans in a bad light, but it never happens on their side. Bullshit.
But what's crazy is, well, a lot of the documents they're saying are probably related to Crossfire Hurricane, and that's damning to the entire Obama and Biden administration. And Russiagate and all that. But what's crazy is everything about this, it started as, oh, he stole documents. And then it was, oh, he's got nuclear codes. Then it was the next thing. Now, you know what they're saying? Oh, he is obstructing justice.
Like that,
that's what he's obstructing investigation. But meanwhile, he's never shied away about saying he didn't have these documents when the National Archive hit him up. He's like, yeah, sure, come on in. And, you know, he let him in and look at everything, and they said, oh, put a better lock on it, right? But now there's other protocol now that is actually being people screaming about based on this picture, because this picture goes against, you know, even Secret Service duties, right? So Secret Service protocol, Secret Service is supposed to be the one guarding this. So if they're breaking in and doing all this, Secret Service has their own protocol. The Secret Service is supposed to protect the president and everything that's in his, you know, in his house.
There you go.
So now you're saying you did all this. This is a big mess. This is a big mess that they created to try to paint this guy in a bad light, and it backfired.
To your point, Tim, like I was saying earlier, dude, the damage that has been done to the FBI by this, because of this, I think, you know, and look, that they're calling for the resignation of Christopher Wray, it needs to happen. But I think look, in my opinion, it's too late. You know, the trust that the people had in the FBI is long gone. And I think they're no longer a respected agency. And at this point, it does need to be dismantled. And I see a lot of Republicans calling for, and a lot of prominent Republicans, and it needs to happen. They need to be McCarthy. Dismantled. They are too far gone. They're too corrupt.
When you say dismantled, do you mean just shut it down and create a whole new division? Clear everybody out and start
dissolve the FBI.
Start over.
Yeah.
What you're saying is leadership, you're firing everybody and you're hiring all those positions with new people.
Almost every appointed position needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Because the problem with government is if you're a government employee, you have tenure and you have the, you know, so to get rid of a government employee is almost impossible. There's ways to impeach them. Appearently there's nothing that you can. It's just nobody's appointed. Ever done. But if you're an appointed position, right?
Yeah. You know,
Christopher Wray, he's appointed, right? Anybody that can be appointed needs to be gone, needs to be flushed out, because you have all these people running this crap that are so deep into this swamp that they're their own entity. So when people used to say that the intelligence agency is really the one who runs this country, it's not the president, you're finding it all out now, because the intelligence community, I mean, I don't give a shit anymore. They've been at the forefront of all of this, saying, oh no, Hunter Biden, disinformation, right? True. Ashley Biden's Bible, diary, misinformation, turned out to be true. Trump's a Russian asset. He's got pee-pee tapes. Have anybody seen a pee-pee tape yet?
You know, Tim, you've been asking for that pee-pee tape for a very long time. I'm concerned.
I want to see Trump piss on something.
I have concerns.
Let me tell you something. If that pee-pee tape comes out, I'm 100% voting for Trump at this point.
Exactly.
You
know exactly.
But it's uncomfortable over here, Saul.
The biggest thing for me, you always heard certain things, and you always give the FBI benefit of the doubt because you're supposed to be nonpartisan. But for me, what started really questioning the FBI, not so much the Trump stuff, but again, a lot of that Russiagate was, you know, it was a lot of hearsay. But once the information came out, but what really got me to start questioning them was during all the George Floyd protests and everything, right? When you got FBI agents out coming down, taking a knee, putting their fist up, like, wait a minute, hold on, time out. That's not your job. If you want to be a political activist on your own, but I don't want a one-sided FBI. You're supposed to be nonpartisan on that. Exactly. You're supposed to enforce the law. So if you're giving your fist up and they're burning cities down, and then you're like, well, I'm not going in there. And then you're withholding information, which did happen, right? You know, they withheld information about certain things so that troops couldn't go, you know, that they couldn't really arrest people and whatnot. But then the Whitmire, the Gretchen Whitmire case, right? That kidnapping, the FBI was 100% behind. That got, you know, that was supposed to be the October surprise, and that guy got kiboshed real quick. But then you find out in the DC thing, they Ray were able Epps. To try the guys a second time. Ray Epps.
Yeah, he hasn't been arrested.
Jeffrey Epstein, where all that started coming out. But the real kick in the dick, all the way up till now, but the real kick in the dick came this week. When fucking Mark Zuckerberg went out on Joe Rogan's Experience and said straight up, the FBI came to them and said, there's going to be misinformation in this election, blah, blah, blah. So the minute this Hunter Biden story came out, they didn't censor it. They deplatformed it, basically. They moved it down in the search algorithm, did everything to kind of suppress it. He's like, well, we didn't stop people from sharing it like Twitter. No, what you just admitted to was that the FBI came to you,
coerced,
and said, wink, nudge, nudge, that there's going to be misinformation, be on the lookout for it. And the minute this came out, you just automatically assumed this was Russian disinformation because everybody was saying it. So now you got the FBI colluding with big tech in a presidential election. That is not supposed to happen.
No.
This is why this 100% needs to be dissolved now. All these intelligence communities need to be dissolved. It might lower our national security, but we're compromised anyway. If you got the CCP in every part of the fucking government and universities, guess what? They got you already, guys. So you might as well dissolve the whole fucking thing from the fucking FBI all the way down to the FDA to the ATF and all those motherfuckers.
Yeah, those.
All these agencies need to be abolished.
To your point, I think this is what, because, you know, I watched Joe Rogan every now and then. I'll watch some of his, especially if he has a conservative on. And I think he had Jay Cutler on, who he was talking to.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers,
there you go. It was one of these guys. And he was, they were talking about, but what I was saying is that, was this the one where he was like, that to vote Republican? Was that the one?
Yeah, with Aaron Rodgers.
With Aaron Rodgers, yeah, that's who it was. So yeah, he was talking, he was like, vote Republican. And now, you know, I don't think he is a Republican, but the fact that he's saying it and the amount of
he was a Bernie bro.
But I think a lot of people are waking up, dude. A lot of Bernie people are realizing that, hey, guys, guess what? You know, you're supporting this party now just because they lean with you politically. However, they're coming after you as well. And they've polluted the institutions that have long stood for. And the thing is that when you bring that shit to our shores, because for a long time there was the, you know, the CIA is doing all these, you know, what is that called? Spy ops shit in other countries.
Well, and coups. They were staging coups in all these different countries.
And here's the deal. That shit's come home. And you know how it's 100%. Come home. And you know that they're willing to bring use it home is when you have the president of the United States, again, literally, I mean, he's essentially calling for a civil war, folks. Because let me play this to you, because, again, you want to hear from the horse's mouth. I'm not making this shit up. Let me play to you what Biden said, okay? By the way, in this same little fucking talk, he had a lot of fucking goof-ups, but in this little excerpt, he does say he's not joking, okay? So when people say, oh, well, he's just exaggerating, no, he says, I'm not joking. So let me play this for you guys. This is,
and we're going to send Shapiro to the Senate and the big guy to the governorship.
Yeah, he's a fucking moron. He doesn't know who he's representing. He doesn't know who he's campaigning for. What a fucking idiot. All right, let me play this. And again, he's referencing the Second Amendment, right? Can it be restricted?
Nope.
They're not unlimited. Right now, you can't go out and buy an automatic weapon. You can't go out and buy a cannon. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe. If you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than
you're
a
right.
gun.
You're right. We do.
No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use that's used to provide this. And who are they shooting at? Shooting at these guys behind me.
All right. So I do want to say this about this clip, and I'm gonna play more because he said a lot of stuff on this speech. But and again, he said he's not joking, folks. And so to me, the good thing here is that because we played a clip a few months ago where you remember he said something very similar. You're going to need a nuclear weapon, he said. You guys remember that? Oh, you know, they think they're going to go against the government. They need a nuclear. The good thing here is that I guess he's lowering the threshold on what is needed to overthrow. It was nuclear bombs before. Today it's an F-15. Tomorrow it's going to be a fully automatic weapon. And eventually it's going to come down to kitchen knives. What the fuck? I'm doing a Biden here.
Oh my God. Hey, Jesus. Biden.
You've been watching Biden too often. Turn the national
depression. No, so here's the thing.
Turn the national depression.
I did want to say this. Let me put my thought out. So
he did say international depression, though.
Exactly.
And it's coming.
Exactly. The joke's on Biden, though, because, see, joke, conservatives are America first, right? We're not fighting against America. They're fighting against the tyrannical government that the left has been preaching about, you know, during these whole 4 years when Trump was in office. And again, this goes to show you Biden's train of thought here, that he's willing to use the military for political gain. This is what this is. And that's the message that they're giving. And the reason I say this is the message that they're giving is because his press secretary went along with what normally what they'll try to do is they'll come, the press secretary comes out and, well, that's not what he really meant. No. She solidified what he said. And I might play some of what she said. So by the way, I did want to ask this question to Biden. Does he know about surface to air missiles? I watched Top Gun. And so I feel like I'm anti-aircraft technology now.
you're the ghost of Kiev.
Exactly. No, but another thing is, like, for me, I'm going to make these points. Does he think that in a civil war, it'll be the entire federal government against the people? No, that's not how this shit works. It will most likely be a war waged by between the states. This is what normally happens in a civil war. Fortunately, we have sovereign states, and some of these states are conservative, and some of these states have resources that they can use. Okay, so again, I'm just laying the thought out here. If he wants to challenge conservatives to think about it, you think you're going to be able to go against the federal government, people? Oh, you're really dumb. That's not how it works, Biden. You know, it will be most likely waged by states and the military, hello, which is the force that you're going to need, overwhelmingly supports Trump. All right. So just compare, just watch the videos, or even today, just watch the videos where they show how the military supports Joe versus Trump. Okay. And so to me, what he says is very foolish. And another point that I want to make, does he know that the day that he uses an F-15 to shoot at Americans, Do you know what that's going to cause? It's going to mark the end of the Democratic Party. The majority of Americans will not support a president or a party that is willing to use the military against its own people. You would say we would use the police forces, not the fucking military. He's fucking a dangerous imbecile. I don't know how to describe this guy, the words that he says, because he's telling us to think, to think about this. Oh, okay. We're thinking about it, Biden. You really want to play this out? You really want us to think this through? This is what would happen. It's not going to be the federal government against, 74 million people, to your point, Tim. It'll be a battle fought between states. And that's the truth. He doesn't understand how civil wars work.
I mean, we're, to be honest with you, we're in it right now. I mean, everything you're seeing from the censorship and the ESGs and the drag shows and everything I said last year where, or during the Floyd protests and everything, where everybody was condoning, you know, sticking up for, I said, they're all in now.
Yeah.
The cat's out of the bag. The cat's out of the bag of what they want in all this whole country. And they will do anything to raiding a fucking a former president's fucking home for some bullshit documents that they know is crap anyway. So the gloves are off. They're all in now. They are 100% all in to November. If they win in November, if they win, it is over. I don't give a shit what anybody says, whether they cheat or not. If they win in November, come January when the session's back, HR1 ready passed the House, that's going to get passed in the Senate because they can't filibuster. Because if they flip two or three Senate seats, that's it. Okay. If they go 52-48, it's whatever, 52-48, whatever the fucking number is, they got it. Then build back better. They'll get to $20 trillion. There we go, Venezuela and Teslas and everything else. They'll use the FBI and every DC becomes a state. Two more senators, right? Then what they'll start doing is all those Republican people that won their races. Guess what? They will start walking in and fucking dragging them out and arresting them live. Okay, they've already stolen phones from them. The FBI already took phones. It's it. November is it. This Republic is over in November if you do not go out and vote correctly. People think that this progressive shit is good and they don't realize that, hey, once they take over, do you think that they're not going to audit your ass with those 87 fucking IRS agents? You're next.
That are armed. All that getting Antifa trained on how to shoot.
Yeah. They're all next. This is what they don't understand. They're used as pawns to get them to where they want to create enough of this, but then they'll just use the power of the government to clean it all up and say, this is our new utopia. If you don't like it, that's it. Go live underground like Demolition Man.
Yeah.
That's what this is becoming.
It is. It literally is. What is that? 1984. It really is. Because anybody who questions the authority is now deemed as an enemy of the state and is now, you know, spreading misinformation. I want to play to you this video. To Tim's point,
Alex Jones was right
that they're in. No, yeah, he was. I mean, the guy's crazy, but he's been right, dude, a lot. So let me show you this video of the press secretary confirming what Biden said about, you know, about MAGA, because Biden, again, he's challenging conservatives, and he's calling them dangerous. I don't think I played that video. Let me see here if I have it.
Pennsylvania, same speech.
Yeah, I'm not going to play this one yet, but okay. So let me just play this one. Again, this is the press secretary, and let me play to you what she says. Now, she's referencing something that Biden said about MAGA folks being extremists, okay?
The president thinks that there is an extremist threat to our democracy. The president has been clear as he can be on that particular piece when we talk about a democracy, when we talk about our freedoms. The way that he sees is the MAGA Republicans are the most energized part of the Republican Party. This is an extreme threat to our democracy, to our freedom, to our rights.
74 million extremists.
So I'm gonna say this, right? Because again, those are very the words she's using, dude. And one thing that I always, when I hear them say, oh, extremism, they talk about January 6th extremism. I mean, they never state why. You know, they use this inflammatory language like she just did right now, but they never give you the examples as to why. Because this is what's coming, folks. To Tim's point, they are going to start rounding up people. You know, before they try to round us up, I think we need to understand this. We need to vote, to Tim's point, but good luck. Good luck if this comes to them, because again, there's a lot of safety. What is that called?
Checks and balances.
Levels that are in place, not just the courts. They might, fill up the courts. But then there's the Second Amendment. And so that's why it's a multiple front war here, civil war that's happening. And that's why they're attacking the Second Amendment, because they know they're not going to be able to implement this bullshit if Americans have their Second Amendment rights. So to your point, Tim, what I would say is good luck. Good luck. These MAGA extremists that you talk about, they love guns, folks. They love guns. And apparently, according to Biden, they're using guns that are 9 times the speed of other guns. This is what he said, dude. The bullets on the air.
People need to remember, Second Amendment is not a conservative thing. There's a lot of Democrats that have guns, the same guns as that we all have. And they all shoot the same bullets. And if they got to step up for their side, they will. Or they might even say, you know what? I'm joining the side with the people. Because if you're looking to take away my right, I'm going to join you because we're all fucked.
I will take that battle any day. A battle like that.
I'd rather go down swinging than.
Exactly. A battle like that will be won easily. But this political bullshit that we're just hoping and we're keeping our hopes that this will prevail, I think in my opinion, if we go that route, to your point, it's a death of 1,000 cuts. But if they want to do a full frontal assault on Americans quickly, that's a battle that they cannot win. I'm convinced of that. It's a battle they cannot win. So I did want to say this, you know, because their messaging is all over the place. On the one hand, we can't do anything because the federal government has F-15s. On the second hand, you know, we are supposed to believe that grandmas with MAGA hats walking into the Capitol almost took over Washington, D.C. on January 6th. So maybe they had AR-15s that had these speed that went at 9 times this according. I mean,
they had F-15s.
Exactly. They probably had F-15s. So, I mean, they're trying to convince us it's a double pronged messaging, but it's mixed. They're not consistent in what they're saying.
Their messaging is so inconsistent. One day in the same breath, they'll say one thing and then, you know, oh, they're doing this. But then January 6th, it's like, dude, like, you know, oh, they want to do this. And then, you know, now they want to shoot everybody. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I have not met one Republican. Right. And I can say I've met a lot now just from going to all these meetings and rallies and everything else. Ugh, I can't believe I actually can. Anyway, I've never met one single one that said, let's go shoot these fucking people. You know what I mean? They're like, their thing is we grassroots level. We take it back. You know, we do it the right with the American way. We go to the ballot box. We flip school boards. We flip legislatures. We pass laws that, you know, that are conservative, you know, that are good, you know, that don't strip people's rights away or alienate them. When we say, hey, we're going to pass a law that says you can't be fired for not taking the COVID jab. You're a fascist. What? Wait a minute. Like even that messaging doesn't make no sense.
Right.
When you say the right is fascist, but you are applauding the FBI raiding a president on some bullshit.
Just because they don't
like
him. That
is fascism. Because you didn't like them. That's why I say this is going to be this country.
Conservatives hated Obama as much as,
right,
if not more, than liberals hate Trump. I don't know what those numbers are, but I'm pretty sure that at least as much. I didn't like Obama. I thought he was the worst thing that could happen. Did we ever talk about, oh yeah, go, you know what I mean? Like, and raid him. And you know what I mean? Like, no. Fucking Hillary Clinton. Yeah. That bitch was fucking doing shit that everybody knew about. You see what I'm saying?
But she's not a sitting president.
Exactly.
She's not a former president. She was a fucking, she's the wife of a former president, but she worked for the you know, she was a Secretary of Defense, right? It was Secretary of State.
Right.
And she did the whole thing with the server and the Benghazi. It's like, dude, you're a criminal.
Right.
Let's not even talk about the Haiti stuff, but just what you did in the federal government, you should have gone to jail.
Yes.
And they turned the, they just, those in the air. Oh, it's Hillary. It's okay.
Even for negligence. Even for, you know, destruction of obstruction of justice, dude, because she wiped that shit and it was under subpoena. She wiped all her.
And bleached it.
Yeah. So again, there was a court order. You know, at least with Trump, there was no court order that he had to turn this over. There was no legal battle. It was they acted unilaterally as
one. There was a grand jury in May. So there was a grand jury in May, and he worked with them, right? He said, oh, yeah, whatever, you know, so that's why they were there back in May. So there was a grand jury. Okay, so there was, but he didn't destroy the documents.
But what
he's like, whatever
what,
you need,
what did
dude?
The grand jury, but what, so what they did is they got a warrant to do it. But there was
well,
never.
Well, first was a grand jury in May to go down to Mar-a-Lago or something. There was a grand jury test. But there was something with a grand jury in May that allowed the documents to be.
My understanding of a grand jury is that that's not necessarily I thought that a grand jury was a way to see if there was validity in what they were going to do, not necessarily the case, the trial
right,
itself.
Right, the grand jury to go to Mar-a-Lago. Right. The grand jury was to go down to Mar-a-Lago in May, and Trump worked with them, said, hey, come on in. You can look at the vault and everything right. Where the documents are. And then whatever they reported back, apparently they must have said, oh, he's got something, and that's why
they... Here's the thing, and this is what they're not releasing. If there is a court order, that court order should specify exactly what he needs to turn over. Why haven't we seen that?
Because they blacked out the affidavit.
Again,
the affidavit for the warrant, they blocked out all the shit that's important.
He needs to take them to court, and if they took anything more, right? Or if the things that they were alleging were there and are not there. You see what I'm saying? Like, this is where I think the corruption is in the obscurity of it, because we cannot see and we cannot validate. So we just have to take their word for it. The people who have been wrong from the fucking, they were wrong with the whole, when they cleared Hillary Clinton for Benghazi, they were wrong when they fucking did the whole, the fucking Trump sex tape. They were wrong with fucking
Russian
collusion. They've been wrong on all this shit.
They were wrong about Atlanta, the Atlanta bombing. They were wrong about 9/11. They were wrong about fucking...
So we're supposed to believe
Waco
that this time they got it right. And again, this is why I think it needs to be dismantled, because all credibility has been lost when it comes to these intelligence agencies. They've been infiltrated by bad characters who are doing it for political gain and power. This is what's happening. All right. I did want to move on. I want to play this video in the same speech. And again, folks, the media is not covering this. Okay. Because think about it. If Trump had said something like this about Democrats, if Trump had said, oh, okay, Democrats, the federal government has F-15s, the media would have been up in arms. It's like, are you threatening half of the American public?
But remember, Trump, so again, but it was very specific, because how they keep calling out MAGA, but the problem is MAGA is pretty much the entire Republican Party, right?
Right.
But Trump was very specific when he said the radical left wants to defund your police. He would tell you exactly what they want to do and why that's why he called them radical. He didn't say these radicals are just bad, right. You know, they're just radical.
They never give examples.
He would say, exactly. These guys can't provide an example.
Right.
Oh, they're MAGA fascist. What's fascist? Oh, they're trying to take away voting rights. How? Arizona extended it to 3 fucking weeks to do early voting. If you can't vote in 3 weeks, you're crazy. Georgia, 3 weeks. Oh, you need an ID. IDs are racist, according to the Democrats. And Fetterman even said, he goes, oh, yeah, with black people, they never have ID. They don't always carry IDs on. I'm like, how the fuck are you allowed to say this?
Yeah, they don't get away with it. So again, and I'm going to play this video here. And this is one where Biden says racist shit again. And it's as if the media is completely willfully blind here. Because again, had Trump said this, let me play it to you what he said. This is insane, dude. Insane.
If I can just interject for a moment, my deceased son, Bo, he was the attorney general of the state of Delaware. And what he used to do is go down on the east side, what's called the bucket, highest crime rate in the country. There's a place where I was the only white guy that worked as a lifeguard down in that area, on the east side. And you know where you can always tell where the best basketball in the state is and the best basketball in the city is. It's where everybody shows up.
Okay. Just to summarize.
Everybody in the back is just like, they're dumbfounded that he said this. They're like, are you fucking serious?
Yeah, first he says.
No reaction to that story.
It's a crime-ridden areas. He then says he was the only white guy there. And then he says, you know where there are the good basketball players. Now, again, think about this. If Trump had said this, folks. And now I wonder if people were like, I wonder who he's talking about. I wonder who. And he gets a pass as if nothing. But to me,
it's a stuttering problem.
Bro, I think, you know, his racism is coming out, bro. Like, he says shit like this. And you know, these are conversations that he has with his white elitist friends. And these were the kind of conversations that he was having. He's a fucking racist, bro. This is how he sees Black America. He sees them as criminals, as basketball players.
Well, the poor kids are just as smart as the white kids.
As smart as the white kids. And if you don't vote for him, you're not Black. Yeah.
And remember, this motherfucker, right? I don't care about the cursing anymore. This motherfucker, people, they chuck it up. And I love how people make, you know, excuses. This guy was going down a parade with Robert Byrd, former Senator Robert Byrd, who was part of the KKK. He was like one of the Grand Wizards or some shit like that, right? Yeah. He was high up in the KKK. Oh, but it's okay because he was reformed racist. He admitted he was wrong for doing this. So we give him a pass. So Biden's allowed to be seen in those photos, and it's no big deal. The people that claim racism and that they need diversity, equity, inclusion with everything, and white supremacists and this, that, and the third, this motherfucker's with the KKK. And they go, he's a good guy. The guy passes the worst crime bill in the world where he's like, a little piece of crack, and he's fucking bragging about it. You're going to jail. But meanwhile, his son's smoking a fucking crack and media's silent. Like, bro, at some point, the media, somebody needs to just literally look at them, even this fucking press secretary, and just literally just say to her, you're a dumb, lying, communist cunt. They just need to say it and just walk out because it's getting to the point where they lie and smile in your face because they think you're stupid. This is what they think of every single American, is that you're fucking stupid. Because you know what? Half the people in their party believe this shit. And the other ones go along with it because they're afraid to get canceled. I know some people that do not like some of this shit going on, but they refuse to say it because, God forbid it comes out, I don't want to be canceled. No, bitch. This is why this shit is happening. This is why all of a sudden it went from, we always say, give an inch, they take a fucking foot. It went from, oh, gay, okay, all right, no big deal. You tolerate, you accept it. Now to transgender, okay. Oh, now you get your own birth certificate. Now you get this. Now you get the name change. Now we can fucking mutilate fucking kids and it's okay. And if you call them a fucking groomer, we're going to stick up for them. What? Like, come on. And I know this is a little off topic, but it all goes into the same fucking thing. These fucking people are fucking deranged, and these fucking, it's a cult. People say MAGA's a cult. No, because you know why? When Trump fucks up, you know what we can say? Trump fucked up. And we'll say he fucked up. These guys, Biden didn't fuck up. He can't do no wrong.
No, what they'll say is at least he's not Trump. That's what they'll say. At least he's not Trump.
Right.
That's what
but say. We'll say if Trump made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we'll call him out. Yeah, he fucked up on that, right? Like the vaccine thing. You fucked up on that one, but whatever. Right? You did a good thing. You got used, whatever. But there's other things he did that were great, but this fucking guy, mandating every, we need to mandate him still. Bitch, they don't work. The president got it, and then he took Palaxovor, whatever, the pill, and he still got COVID a third time.
Yeah.
In a matter of a month. So you're going to tell me that the vaccines and all the shit that you fucking injected in your body work, and then they just approved, the FDA just approved the fucking Omicron variant after Omicron's done without human testing, and motherfuckers are lining up for it. I'm telling you, motherfuckers are going to drop down dead, bro. They're killing people. I don't give a shit. People are going to drop down dead.
Well,
I went on my rant. I'm sorry.
I saw a YouTube video where there was a doctor. It sounded like he was from England. And he was talking about the problems they're having in Europe. There's like a 10% increase in deaths.
Yeah.
In those countries.
And they're going, we don't know why. They're not blaming.
They're saying they don't know why because they're the ones that told everybody to get this magical elixir that was supposed to solve all their problems.
It's like something death syndrome, they're calling it. Like sudden
sad.
Sudden death syndrome.
Sudden death.
No, yeah. That's what they're calling it. Like all of a sudden they're dead.
Yeah.
Dude, yesterday
the guy he brought up was an athlete, like a premier athlete, and he just died from a heart attack.
Yeah. Soccer players are dropping down on the field, right? Tennis players. Some of them had to leave I think in Wimbledon, a couple of like good ones had to actually leave the tournament because they started having fucking chest pains in the middle of the fucking tournament.
Yeah.
Kids, I see with the people I follow, you know, on Twitter, article after article about, high school football kid, heart attack, dropped down dead on the field. Nothing. Yeah. Like at some point, but and now I know we got to bring it back. But this is why Ron DeSantis is making a really good push for 2024, regardless of how people feel. I'm not going to get into that. This guy just announced he is suing the FDA over all this COVID shit.
Good.
DeSantis? The state of Florida is suing
the FDA.
He just announced. For what?
They're going after the FDA or after all this COVID shit because they're approving shit that and doing all this authorization where they shouldn't have because the documents are out. And this is the other thing where I get pissed at journalists when we talk about the journalists being part of the fifth arm of the Democratic Party or the sixth arm because Antifa's fifth, right? Yeah. So the media, the documents from Pfizer's been out. The FDA has been releasing the documents from the fucking trials, right? Naomi Wolf with Cloud.io, they've been going through with 3,700 volunteers and lawyers. The shit they're finding is insane. And then they had one misprint where they let something out and it turned out to be wrong. So Reuters harped on it with fact checking. But really, the story is, okay, that it wasn't statistically right, but it was off by a little bit. It's still alarming that the amount of women that were in the trials that had fucking miscarriages or quote unquote abortions after they got jabbed. And you're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So with all of everything coming out, DeSantis is finally like, fuck it. I'm suing you guys because this should not even got emergency use authorization from the trials.
And
the
trials and we were all saying good. During that time, we were all saying it. This is government overreach.
We didn't have proof though.
This is, but you knew
that part,
you know, it's funny because, I'm going to tie two conversations together here because I was recently watching a TikTok live of this guy out in the Ukraine and you know, there was a lot of conservatives who were watching because I was watching some of the comments and he was trying to answer some of the comments and then he would have like people join him on the live and people would come on and be like, where are the bombs? Because he's like right in the middle of Kiev and recording. And then he would bring on people and a lot of the people who he's bringing on are like, we're being told here on the news that there's a war out there, but you're showing us and there's people there living peacefully and they're out there and where's the war? Right. And he's trying to explain. And then you get other people who go on and they were like, well, you know, people can't live in fear. They got to live their lives. And I'm like, hello, fucking COVID. This is what we were saying during COVID, right? We can't fucking live in fear. Now they're using the same argument. It's like, these people don't hear themselves. You know what I mean? Like
they're hypocrites.
They are. And so, to me, you know, and I think I shared this story with you guys. I don't know if I shared it on the podcast, but you know, out here, when I get into conversations with people, you know, like if I'm sitting at the bar or whatever, I'm talking to somebody. And, you know, usually because I'm always wearing my MAGA hat, right? So I always get somebody who engages me and is curious about why I'm wearing it. And I went recently, I had this guy who comes up to me and I could tell he was right. You know, he was a lefty because I was talking about this place that I went to with, you know, these guys, people that I met and became friends with, went to this bar that I hadn't gone to in like 2 years. It was, you know, I had gone there when I actually came out here and I went to check it out again. Anyways, long story short, I got into the conversation with this guy next to me and I say, hey, you know what? I haven't been here, you know, in 2 years because, you know, the lockdowns and all that. And then, so he's like, oh, well, yeah, it's understandable. Yeah. You know, I had to stay home, you know, blah, blah. And so he's, you know, agreeing with the lockdowns. And I'm like, no, all that shit was bullshit. I said, you know, and he was like, well, no, because, and I always hear this, no, well, because my friend's wife's husband's dad had it and it was bad. And I'm like, exactly. I said, you don't know anybody. Do you know anybody personally who died from this? And then nobody. Oh no, my friend's cousin's brother. I'm like, what? You know, if this was a goddamn pandemic, I would have known somebody personally who died. It was not a goddamn pandemic. And so he was like, well, no, I just simply disagree. And I'm like, you can disagree. I don't care. I'm telling you that we were all fucking lied to. And I was like, I don't believe we were lied to. And I slammed my hand on the table and I said, oh, I don't give a fuck what you think. I was angry. I'm angry because I was telling him because he's trying to, cause he, well, no, listen, he was trying to convince me. And I'm like, I'm not trying to be convinced, buddy. And then that's when I got angry and I got passionate. I'm like, listen to me, bro. I said, I do not want to hear about what, you know, friend's cousin's brother felt because these people imposed me to go through a dark time. And it was done by good people. I get angry every time somebody tells me this. Oh, well, my cousin was is a doctor and a nurse and all this. And I'm like, they see death all the time. That's what hospitals are.
But you know what you tell them? Yeah, I guarantee your brother's fucking wife, who is a doctor at the hospital,
yeah,
was loving that Medicare money that they were getting paid.
Exactly.
And all that overtime money.
Exactly.
Because they were told to put him on a vent and kill him. But they won't tell you that.
Look,
but it's coming out now.
The reason to me, I slammed my hand on the tip because I was done with, you know, when somebody's trying to convince me, make me think that, oh, no, you're just wrong. I'm not here to debate you. I'm here to have a drink, not to talk to you about, you know what I mean? Like why I should believe. You're not going to convince me, especially when I'm drinking. You know what I mean? Like, just leave me the fuck alone at that point. You know what I mean? Like, just stop talking to me. You know what I mean? Like, I got so annoyed because, again, he's like, oh, well, no, let me. No, I don't want to hear it. It was all a goddamn lie. We were lied to. But to your point, Tim, there are people who still believe it. And they're like, oh, no. And those same goddamn people would rather have thousands of people committing suicide for a perceived illusion or an illusion of that they're safe.
Because they're fucked up in the head.
Exactly.
Because they're fucked up in the head and they believe that science and God, I mean, Fauci, they believe science and education. Yeah. They believe the higher education, because all these people have a higher education. They believe that is God now. That is their religion. The school, the university, the title, that is God. If you're a plumber, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Anyways, we got to wrap it up. Thank you for joining us on another episode of The Salty Show. Find us on some of the social media platforms. Give us a follow, hit the like button, and share some of the content. And we will catch you all next time. Adios.
See ya.
Get out and vote.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Salty Show.
.com.